Well, it's turned pretty chilly. Leaves are all over the place. Let's get WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior, in here. I know you want us to turn it into mulch, right, Mike?
Absolutely. Why would you want to rake, pick up those leaves, pay the extra money for SPBs, the stupid people bags that you get to put your yard waste in, and pay to throw away, drag it down to the curb, and then you probably go to a big home store and buy bags of mulch. Mm. I mean, you know, that's like being in the Army, digging a hole and filling it back in again.
Now, a couple of years ago, there's at least one thing that you and I agree on, and you recommended something that I would recommend to other people. You can get some leaf blowers that actually can be reversed and will mulch your leaves and turn them into that that mulch product.
It is the lazy man's way of attacking leaves. Rakes are for chumps. That's hard work. With these leaf blowers set on reverse, you stand up. You suck the leaves up in the first shot. You don't blow them onto your neighbor's driveway so he can come out and blow them back onto your driveway. They go right up into the machine. As you noted, they get shredded perfectly. And then what I do sometimes, if I'm sucking up the whole leaves over my garlic beds or spring bulb beds, I just empty the bag right there and replace it with the shredded leaves, which, you know, won't mat down and will protect them over the winter.
You make it sound so easy.
It really is when you use that device.
It is easy. We make it too complicated.
You're right. Should we be doing anything with the lawn this time of year?
Just leave it alone. There's rumors going around that you should cut your lawn really low over the winter. That only applies to people up in, like, Minnesota or New England who have to contend with snow mold. Your lawn in our area should be 3 to 3.5 inches high all year long. But it is a good idea to mulch the last run of leaves into your lawn with a mulching mower. That'll feed it and break up thatch at the soil line.
There and the go. Best thing is, there again, you don't have to use the rake. Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys.
WTOP garden editor, Mike McGrath.